tell you what I think they're doing, because Trump's, you know, Trump's reversals were pristine. We knew what his intent was before the election. But like I said, I have experienced exactly what these intelligence agencies are doing. They are introducing corruption. They are corrupting the hard drive directly. You know, not just through advertising and encouraging you to do that. They are gaining access to the subconscious mind during sleep on a wide scale and introducing corruption directly to the subconscious. I think they are doing the same thing to Trump. All the major players that I have looked at in the lightworker community have corruption on board. You know, I can't tell how it got there, but they've got it. You know, and so do I. You have to go in there and get it and get it out. The hard thing is that if you don't know it's there, you can't do anything about it. Now, what? Because I woke up right in the middle of their induction, and I saw what they were doing. And I was having an absolute hissy fit talking to my team about it. I was like, do you see what they are doing? You know, because I woke up right in the middle of it. I have a habit of waking up when I'm not supposed to. So, anyway, or maybe when I'm supposed to, you know, because I saw all of that play out. And, so they're doing it on a wide scale. But what you have to do is, you know, they're taking a shit in your house, in metaphorically speaking, and this is how it comes across in reverse speech. Our subconscious mind is our house. And so we have different parts of the house. And they go in and they put disgusting, nasty, dark shit in there. It's like taking a shit, literally taking a shit in your house. Well, you have to... The way that you recognize it is through, if you have errant thoughts, it's like stuff coming up that does not compute. And so since we use our subconscious to create our reality, and they're shoving shit in there, you have to learn to look and see what they're pairing and what they're doing in order to get it out, because they also put stuff in there for you to not remember it and not know where it is. So what you do is you find those errant thoughts, those errant pairings, like, oh, that was, you know, that was not correct. When you see a not me register as a red flag, like, oh, that did not come up properly. It's not supposed to come up that way. Then you have just found programming that they have put in. And then what you have to do is you have to alert your higher self. Okay, that needs taken out because that's not correct. That shouldn't be there. You know, it's almost like you know how your body recognizes self or not self, and it has a biological mechanism for that? Well, you have to be that for your subconscious mind, because they are putting that corruption directly into the subconscious. So it's almost like when you have a metal chair that's outside that begins to rust, you have to take care of that rust, and you have to have maintenance on it. So just like you pay attention to your physical diet, you have to pay attention to your subconscious diet as well now. This has upped our game. So, you know, you have to also program yourself and make sure you have a balanced subconscious diet. So if you start smelling spiritual BO, is what I call it, you know, you need to look into that. I have a bunch of Terry Mahaney stuff and various things that I've gotten from her website, and I'm like, okay, what needs addressed here? Where is this stemming from? And I will be drawn to a particular one or set of those that I have, or I'll be drawn to binaural beats to help that resolve. And, you know, there's always reverse speech, but that's, you know, that you can look at to try to find it without having to do a full round of session work. But sometimes a full round of session work is necessary, especially if they put a bunch in. So I required 3 full rounds of session work, and then now it looks like it's getting a whole lot better. And I have finally gotten a grasp on what's going on. So, you know, I'm trying to help other people to see it also, because, you know, the corruption that they're putting in, you just need to be able to identify it and then put your own programming in there and, you know, better keep their shit out of there. Now, that part, you know, I speak with higher self about that, but surely there are other ways that can help to, you know, that needs some more reverse speech, more protection and shielding for the subconscious mind. And I'm sure you can do that with visualizations and metaphorical constructs there too. Anyway, so because Trump, we saw when he gave that speech to Congress, and the entire country had a hissy fit about how wonderful that speech was, and every single reversal in that speech was incongruent, and the incongruence stemmed from his mind was trying to grapple with something and get a hold of it and understand it, and his mind was having trouble accepting something. Now, I think that what they did was they had to come to the Antichrist meeting with him, and he was having to grapple with that. And then now it's been, you know, everybody in the lightworker community, everybody, you know, that they're doing this to, and it's being done on a wide scale, is having to learn how to get in there and pull the weeds and get them out and keep their subconscious mind garden safe and secure and smelling like a rose. So everyone needs to realize they're doing that because, you know, the subconscious helps you to create your reality. So if you have a bunch of corruption in there and it's out of balance, then your reality is going to reflect that, you know, and they are trying to get us to create their reality. So, you know, that needs to come to a screeching halt, you know. Anyway, so Trump's folks need to realize what's going on. Trump needs to realize what's going on, and they need to, this is going to be beam technology that can probably be detected and followed and tracked. I don't think it's going to be that difficult for them to do that, but they need to protect him from that shit, and they need to protect the rest of, you know, if they're truly white hats in there, then they need to get some stuff together and take these toys away from the folks that are perpetrating on all of this crap onto the American public and around the globe, because it's happening globally. But until they get a handle on it and are able to do that, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it on our own and with our benevolent teams who are already here. And, you know, once again, the groups, spiritual groups that are talking at this time on the planet, I'm telling you, 99.9% of them are spiritual scammers. Benevolence are not coming forth and approaching humanity right now. I think they're waiting for us to resolve our own spiritual crisis down here. And I need to do reverse speech on this whole conversation that I just put out here, but I don't have time right now.